This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
21st of September. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me is the lovely Frida Liu. And we are asking you about...
Have you bought a branded face mask? Why or why not? Let's look at the poll results. Currently, yes, 16.9%. No, 83.1%. We do have one feedback from... I know you got a lot on Instagram, but here on WhatsApp, just the one from Yao Yao. It says, when you say branded, do you mean those masks with the brand logo plastered over us, plastered over the mouthpiece? Because that was just spelled obnoxious.
We also have V for Vendetta on Instagram, who says, you know, Medico's brand disposable mask is better quality than the usual 11 ringgit per box masks. The strings don't snap easily. So, you know, I guess they're also branded disposable face masks as well. Mm. So, but you know, have you bought a branded face mask? Get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages to get to. But first, we're going to talk about Amazon Pay now and how they're attacking India.
Right. And it's in an opportunity there. And of course, you know, when you look at the story, they're just sort of changing to suit what their customers are like, right? So in India, a predominantly cash-based economy, where about 190 million adults do not have bank accounts.
190 million.
Which is about 10% lah.
Which is
still huge, right? So fintech companies are competing to get into the market. So while the fintech market might be larger in richer nations, industry players have realized opportunities in developing economies as this caters to populations without access to banks. Fintech adoption has been propelled by an unmet demand for financial services and mobile payments. And, you know, you've got the volume game there, right?
Yes.
It's no wonder then that lately majority of Amazon's global fintech investments are concentrated in India. They recently infused an additional 1,355 crore into Amazon Pay India. I don't know how much.
That's in the millions. That's in the USD millions.
Yeah. So a little bit of background about their history in India. They launched its Amazon Pay digital wallet in 2016. This happened just weeks after Modi, the Prime Minister, announced a plan to demonetize two high-value notes. The government's sudden decision sucked out 86% of the total currency in circulation, which rendered millions of Indians cash-strapped, and many flocked to payment apps to avoid serpentine queues outside banks and ATMs. I shudder to think of the queues outside India. However, over time, growth in the Indian digital payment space became sluggish owing to infrastructure hurdles. Understanding just a digital wallet isn't going to cut it, Amazon has become more bullish about creating sophisticated fintech products in recent years. It has since introduced a credit card, signed up to a state-backed payments network and processed bills for movie tickets, flight tickets, telephone bills and utility bills. And you know, and what Modi has done is what was similar in China, right? You have to do this to get the adoption, right? But of course, you've got to match it with infrastructure availability as well.
Exactly.
But anyway, just these last few months, Amazon added insurance and even gold, because this is a big thing, to its menu of financial services in India to expand its customer base and attract more subscribers.
So here's the thing. I think you can buy gold. Like it's so accessible that you can even buy gold for like 5 rupees,
right?
Or something like that, yeah.
So profit margins in digital payments business are generally thin. So to make money, Amazon may have to rely on services such as lending and insurance.
Right. So, you know, over in the US, Amazon's fintech efforts, they've not been as aggressive as it is in India, mostly because merchants in the US, they're just refusing to adopt anything by Amazon because Amazon is their biggest retail rival, right? In India, however, you know, where there are like where Amazon has about 100 million registered users, Amazon, I guess they are better placed to use financial services to win subscribers there. And they're also trying to funnel all these people into their Amazon Prime program, which offers faster shipping and I think music and video streaming as well.
All right. So the company aspires to make Amazon Pay the country's payment method of choice. It's already signed up 4 million merchants. Analysts add that it's likely the next step for Amazon will be to distribute exchange-traded funds and mutual funds. Mahendra Nerukar, head of Amazon Pay in India, said, apparently Chinese fashion designers are leaving the back pockets of jeans because no one uses them anymore for wallets.
But still got handphone.
Right, yeah. We would love to make that happen in India. A study by professional services firm PwC and an Indian lobby group also showed that India's digital market is set to more than double in value to $135 billion US by 2023.
from 2019.
Wow. You know, and but the thing is that a lot of critics say that Amazon's muscle, you know, their sheer muscle does not necessarily mean that they can successfully do this in India, because the market there is really huge and it's really complex and it's varied, and this is going to be a slow process, right? And also, if you think about it, they are bound to face some stiff competition. Facebook's WhatsApp Pay, when that finally launches, you know, it'll have Facebook will have like a ready audience of like 400 million Indians. So I guess that's why, you know, Amazon wants to get out there and wants to be the one that everybody is using already, because when WhatsApp Pay happens, then automatically everyone's already has it on their phone, right? So what's it going to be like? So competition is going to be stiff. But interesting story here. And also, you know, I think like Amazon Prime, you know, I think the predominantly most of its users are in the US, but you know, to get the more of the Indian users to sign up for it, that's another thing. I think it's like $13 annually. So if the Indians will pay for it, that's another thing that we have to look out and see. Yeah. Of course, we're asking you on the show today, have you bought a branded face mask? Why or why not? We have some messages to read just before we go into a break. There's this one here from Morgan O'Brien who says, I want a BFM face mask. You just need to figure out what the B would stand for. Big face mask, better face mask, baller face mask. Thanks for that suggestion, Morgan. We'll look into that. We also have another one here from New and Old who says, it's very breathable, washable, therefore reusable, so why not? I think New and Old is talking about those masks made by Under Armour. Interesting. But, you know, let us know if you have bought a branded face mask. Has it been worth your money? Would you invest in a branded face mask or a reusable face mask by your favourite brand? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's Aretha Franklin with Respect, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.